in great tribulations. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. Chapter 7, verse 4. 国州. The neighbors help. Oh. So, 国州, he see the number, or see the people, or hear the number. He hear it. Now, verse 9, please read. So, did he see or did he look? Oh. So, when he look, when he hear, it's 144,000 from 12 tribes. But when he looked, continue reading, what did he look? Verse 9, what's all? Great multitude from where? So, teachers in the last days is for all nations and all tribes and for all people, all kinds of people, right? It's for Hispanic, for Caucasian, for black, for yellow color one, right? All kinds of people shall come. And it's numberless. So, to me, the 12 tribes over here is 12 tribes in New Testament. Not 12 tribes in Old Testament, no? Because when you hear, it's 12 tribes, 144. But when he look, actually, it's uncountable. It's from all nations, huh? So these 12 tribes, to me, is New Testament, 12 tribes. Besides, these 12 tribes is different from the Old Testament's 12 tribes. Like also, read verse 5. Seven. Eight. So, Gozo, which tribe was missing? From the Old Testament. If you compare to Old Testament, which tribe is missing? Anybody? Huh? Ephraim? Ephraim was missing. Ephraim was replaced by who? By Joseph, right? Now, and which tribe was missing? Somebody just say it. Dan was missing. So this is not Old Testament 12 tribes, right? We talk about from chapter 4, it's in the future, right? You agree? Now, but again, this is only representative tribes, right? I don't know. Maybe every tribe has different characters. Every tribe has different blessings. Like TJC member, any race may receive different blessings from the Lord. It doesn't matter where you're from, right? But there's a spiritual teaching why Dan was not here. Why? Because Dan worship idols. Let's read. Judges chapter 18, verse 1. Then, very beginning, he cannot find a place. Actually, he was given a place, but he did not like the place. So he searches for his own place, right? Not only that, this is he disobeyed the Lord's assigned to take the Lord's assigned territory. And he also worshiped idols. Chapter 18, verse 1. Samuel. Dan is still seeking. There's no king. Everybody just doing business by their own mind. So they disobey. In chapter 30 and the same chapter 18, verse 30 and 31, Jeremy's brother Sam. Okay? So they set up idols. Oh. How long the temple of God was in Silo, they worshiped that image, house image, in Dan. Oh. You know what? Do you know what God hated most? Do you know what God hated most? God hated most the idol. If I read the Bible, the triggers anger, that angers God most. Oh. Because we are his children, and his children like worship idols, huh? As if we are treating a thief, treating thief as your fathers. This is not right. So God was so angry. So Dan was a counter. Ephraim's name was also not there. You know why? Because Ephraim was quite elegant. Because Ephraim, when you read the Bible, they always like to be the boss. 做老大. When Gideon going out to fight, is it Gideon? Yeah, Gideon. And they ask Gideon, why do not invite me, invite us go out to fight together? But Gideon was very humble, saying, doesn't matter. You catch the king. We only like kill the people. You are greater than us. So Ephraim was okay. Later on, Jephthah also went out to fight. After their victory, Ephraim came again. Why don't you call us to fight? Ephraim was angry also, so they have a civil war. And later on, many Ephraim was killed. Huh? Ephraim was very arrogant because Ephraim was the second son of who? Of Joseph, right? But when the grandfather blessed them, for some reason, grandfather said, do like this, right? Manasseh is supposed to be number one, and Ephraim is supposed to be number two. But he blessings Jacob, just exchange his hand, make number two become number one. Number one become number two. So Manasseh become number two. Ephraim become number one. Why Jacob do that? Why Jacob do it this way? Because the Bible, anyway, the Bible did not tell us why, right? But one thing we know, Jacob was number two, become number one, right? Jacob's brother is who? Huh? Esau, right? Are you with me? Esau was number one, but later on he inherited the firstborn inheritance. That's why Jacob blessed his grandson this way too. Anyway, and everybody was eating from Joseph. All the Ephraim's cousins, everybody relied on my father. So when he was young, he was kind of proud. And all his descendants inherited that kind of personality. So later on, Ephraim's name is also not in the 12, in the New Testament 12 tribes. Anyway, why? To me, this is not a physical number. Doesn't mean in heavenly kingdom there are only 144,000 people make it over there. It only tell you that there's a certain limited amount of number. To me, it's not literal number. It's a set of numbers. It's a 12 tribes. Every tribe have 12,000, right? 12,000 people. 12,000 is 12 times 1,000, right? You know, in the Bible, there are certain numbers are perfect, complete. When it comes to people, 12 tribes, 12 apostles, right? It's all 12. 12 is complete number. 1,000 is also a complete number. God treat 1,000 years as a day as 1,000 years, right? So like things like 12, 7, 1,000, what else? What else is perfect and complete? Huh? Three? Can you give me an example about three? Three angels. Three is something we can consider, continue to think about. But at least, so to me, of course, there are 12 tribes and 12,000 from each tribe. But 12,000, of course, is 12 times 1,000. So it's complete times complete. Oh. Complete times complete times complete. So this is a complete number. The saved one is a complete number in the kingdom of God. Oh. Now, where are these 144,000 comes from? I think we share about it. It comes from the Great Tribulation. Let's read chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 9. They are from all nations, right? And they wear white robes. And they have a palm branch. Palm branch refers to victory. Now, who are those people? Chapter 13. An elder asked me, who are those people wearing white, right? And 14, I said, I don't know, right? You know, right? And he said, those people come from great tribulation. So a white robe was given to them. They are able to come from great tribulations, right? Now, therefore, they are able to make it to Naos. They are able to get out of the great tribulations and make it to Naos. Therefore, they are in the tent of God. Verse 15 and 16 and 17. 16, 17, and 17. Whose turn? Qi. You are Qi and you are another name, Yan. Please read. Chapter 7, verse 14.
Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his hand over them.
16.
Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat.
17.
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
So can you imagine that they are crying and crying right under the altar. They are able to overcome the great tribulation, and they are able to make it into Naos, and then they receive protections in the Naos. Maybe in Naos at the very beginning they also cry for revenge also lah, huh? And the timing can be considered again, huh? But anyway, we know that those people are the one who make it to Naos, receive protections. Huh? Chapter 14, verse 1 to 4. Chapter 14, verse 1 to 4. Chi. So they are purchased from the earth, from human being, become the first fruits. Yeah, so they are 144,000, and they can sing a new song. They have a new concept of life. Can you imagine that your song that you sing over here, the people on earth will never learn it? What does it mean? People on earth will never understand, right? Why do you spend your vacation at NYTS? Like you sleep in the church, you give up the ice creams, you give up the food, you pick up McDonald's, burgers, right? And then why do you go to church every Saturday? Why can't you just go shopping and have fun? They cannot sing your song. It's amazing, oh. This is, of course, this is our interpretation, right? But indeed, there was a sister, oh. See, the angel, when she was praying, the angel told him how to sing a spiritual song in the prayer. Oh. And, you know, again, this is nobody else can sing this kind of song, right? So these 44,000, they came to Naos, they come to the presence of God. Their voices, they are lightning, they are thunders. Oh. They experience power, oh. They experience the harps and the singing. Oh. And new songs, nobody able to sing it. Oh. So this is those who are able to stand firm. So how can those people stand firm? We mentioned that because they are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Huh? Chapter 7, verse 4, you see the four angels. The four angels from the east start to seal. Oh, until seal, right? And then, so this is 44,000. And we just read, they are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. So they receive water baptism, they receive Holy Spirit, and they are able to make it. They always come to the presence of God, huh? Come to the mercy seat, serving day and night. So today, if you are able to get through the Great Tribulation, not only you believe in Jesus, you shall come to the church often. And most important is endure till the end. Chapter 7, verse 14. Because in Great Tribulation, one thing is important, that is, you got to endure, right? 7:14 again. Like Chi. You just read it. These four persons are from Great Tribulations, right? Matthew 24, verse 10. Read 24, verse 10. Talk about similar event, huh? Same event. 24, verse 10. Matthew 24, verse 10 to 13. Who can be patient till the end, stand firm till the end, will be saved. Oh. I think those verses that talk about the 42 months, right? At that time, many people will fall, will be trembled in our court. Many hatreds will be out there. Many false prophets will come out. Many illegal things will come. Oh. I think this refers to the 42 months, right? What do you think? But you got to stand firm. Huh? So, brother, when all your SSC classmates departed from the church, don't go away from the church. Huh? When many of your peers that baptized with you at the same time, they give up on Jesus Christ, don't give up on Jesus Christ. Because really, one third will be gone. Huh? Not easy. Like, for example, for you to come to NYTS for 2 weeks, right? First 3 days are very difficult. Many people feel like to go home. But some people will remain, continue to stay in the church. Oh. And then they are able to break through. And then they can test the glory of God, enjoy the song of God, enjoy the rest in the tent. Oh. So sometimes you got to stay there. Like, for example, you are praying for Holy Spirit, right? How come for so many years have passed by, I do not receive Holy Spirit yet? Does God forsake me already? But you stand firm, continue to say hallelujah with all your might. Suddenly, Holy Spirit might come down. You do not know when, right? So be persistent. The promise of God will never go to the ground, will never fail, will never come with the wind. Now, the one who stands firm can enjoy the rest. We just mentioned that, right? They have no tears. Huh? There are many Bible verses talk about this. Huh? Read chapter 21, verse 3. 21, verse 3. If you are able to make it, then at the very last stage, indeed you receive protection. You can enjoy the rest. 21, verse 3 to 5, Albert, please read. Let's change another one.
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with them, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. 5. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
Look, behold, the tent of God is with men. Huh? The kingdom, the earth really become, the church really become the, truly become a perfect church of God. Huh? We were not perfect. But now, like as if the really heavenly kingdom came down, huh? The church from heavenly kingdom came down, we become perfect. This over here is the prototype of the church, a prototype of the heavenly church, right? But we are still not that perfect right now. But over at that time, after you've gone through that great tribulation, as if the true church came down from heaven, God will wipe away all their tears and no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain. And all things has passed. God renew everything. So indeed, that will become the kingdom on earth become God's kingdom. Now at that time, really, we say that no one is able to enter the temple anymore. Let's read chapter 15, verse 7. I think we read it already. This concept is being given to you over and over and over again. 15, verse 7 and 8. Albert. So the temple have the smoke, right? This smoke is what? The glory and the power of God. The glory and power of God. Because of glory and power of God, the temple filled with smoke, right? And nobody's able to enter it until the ball, one after another, just come down. But you already got received rest. And the church already got perfect in our oaths. So no more salvation. I think we talked about this already, so... And I'm not going to repeat it. The outside of the temple trembled by Gentile for 42 months. There was anger of Gentile, anger of God. Let's read this verse. So it's dimensional. 11:18. 11:18. Albert. Again, I share with you, in these 42 months, the angry of Gentile was there. They tried to tremble you. They tried to hate each other. Even maybe there's a third world war is out there, right? But inside, you have protections. And the anger of God is coming. It's going to judge the whole nation. So anger of God, anger of Gentile. And God is pouring down the seven balls, one after another. And at that time, no more salvation. No more visitation. No more pestering. Please read chapter. So this is first break, right? After the first break, the seventh seal opened. Chapter 8, verse 1. Seventh seal opened. Chapter 8, verse 1. What else? Period, right? Just do not continue reading verse 2 from verse 3. Just make a period over here, right? So you won't think that, in this way, you won't think that seven trumpets is only before the last seals. People, if you continue reading to verse 2, right? As if after the seal open, then trumpets start to blow, right? But it's not like that. We told you it's parallel. It could be a little bit. Seven trumpet is in between. One to seven trumpet is in between one to seven seals, okay? So, chapter 8, verse 1, there was a 30 minutes quietness. Just put a period over there, okay? Waiting for what? Waiting for the judgment day, right? Are you with me? Hello? You with me? Okay. So why this Aquinas waiting for the judgment day? Let's read Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 13. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 13. Ezekiel 2:13. Where else? Not 13 here. Let me see. I put it wrong. Where is it? Let's turn to Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 16. Habakkuk. Chapter 3, verse 16. What else?
When I heard, my body trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my tongue, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his truth.
Okay. So I can only wait in quietness. 安静等候. 灾难之来临. So there were 30 minutes of quietness. Okay, that's about it. Then he's 我看见. Now there's another thing, another scene, another scenery. He saw seven trumpet, seven angels, seven trumpet was given to them. Now, so let's talk about the between the breaks, right? Between the breaks, verse three. There's a break for trumpets. Sean, please read. Chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 4. So, wait a minute. Sean, when was the last time you see the altar? Who was crying under the altar? Huh? Which seals was that? Anybody remember? Which seals that people crying under the altar? Huh? Fifth, right? So, fifth seals, people are saying that, when are you going to revenge for me? And they were praying to God, right? And an angel came down by the altar and an incense was given to them so he can pray with the old saints, right? Those who are crying for revenge, right? On the altar. And verse 4, after they pray for revenge, what happened? Five. Let me ask you, so now here have earthquake. When do you see earthquake in the seals? The sixth seal open, you see earthquake, right? Hello, are you with me? Hello? Wake up. Are you with me? So in fifth seals, they were praying, when, right? Angel come, oh, don't cry. Okay, I pray with you, right? And all the incense ascended to heaven, right? And then after the incense ascended to heaven, and suddenly, loud voice, blank, and all the phenomena in front of the throne, you hear thunder, lightning, voice, and then provided with what? Earthquake. Earthquake is the when six seals open, right? Are you with me? So you can see the sequences over here. Of course, and later on the seven angels start to blow, right? First trumpet, second trumpet, third trumpet, fourth trumpet. We learned it already. We're not going to learn it anymore. But the five and six and seven is different, no? Now, 那根哪里去了？啊，不用那根了，没有关系的。反正我用纸的就好了。 See first column, second column, third column, right? You already to first one, you already see it, right? Now, the fifth trumpet is war, a war. Sixth trumpet is a war. Seventh trumpet is also a war. Okay? War. Three war. War on those who live on earth, right? So this is all to every person. Trees, earth, the ocean, the, where? the water, the sky. This all happened to you and me, right? 没有办法, 因为我是 copy from the other star. 对不起. Anyway, you know already, right? You see from your notes, right? I'm afraid I might touch this because my hand keeps moving. What did I say? So, 1, 2, 3, 4 is for everyone, including you and me. You will experience this. Well, your water will be contaminated. You will experience the air pollution. Those to everybody, right? But 5, 6, and 7, they were to everybody. Huh? Like, please read chapter 8, verse 13. I'm sorry, not to everybody. 5, 6, 7 are only to those who live on earth. Oh, not you. Who is 10? Sean. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 5, 6, 7. 5, 6, 7, right? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, first wall is 5. 5 is a locust, right? It buttons be open. When buttons be open, meninian ear stopped. Have you ever heard of meninian ear? Meninian. 千禧年. When did meninian start? 千禧年从什么时候开始? Y2K, no. Millennium start when Satan was... What does millennium mean? Millennium means 1,000, right? Hello? You're tired? Are you tired? Wake up, please. Please wake up. Millennium means 1,000, right? What does, like literally, millennium, what does it mean? Literally. 1,000, right? Read chapter 20. I hope I don't push this. Sean is a little bit tired, so let Sean continue to read, right? Please read chapter 20, verse 1. Verse 2. So Satan was bound for 1,000 years, right? 3. So Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. This is called millennium year in theology, right? So let me ask you, when did Satan start to put in bottomless pit? Cannot hurt you. When? Which seal? First seal, okay? Millennium year starts from first seal when TJC comes out. Right? After you got baptized, Satan have no control over you, right? His power was limited on you, right? Have you ever heard a testimony that Sister Ali from Canada, Ali Sarah, right? Ali Sarah, she has a tea store. Did he still run a tea store? Tea restaurant. Did he still have that restaurant? Now, maybe you heard her testimony. One day, Ali, there's a custom come to Sarah. Sarah Ali, yeah? Can I say Ali? Why not? Oh, can I say Ali? Why can I say Ali? Okay, Sarah, whatever. Sarah. Now there was a guy practice something in a shop, right? And Sarah go to that guy, and that guy say, "Please don't come to me, right? I see there's a seal protecting you. Please do not hurt me. I cannot hurt you, but please do not hurt me too, right?" Do you hear her testimony? So Satan cannot hurt you if you are in the kingdom of God. This is millennium year, Okay? Satan can only hurt those who are on Babylon, those who are in bottomless pit. Are you with me? My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, her mother was, her father passed away. They're all Buddhist. Now her mother started to go to Buddha temple to cast out lots to see their future fortune. But for some reason, when it comes to my sister-in-law, because after she married to my brother, she got baptized, the sorcerers, the priests of Buddha, 算不出来, don't know the future of my sister-in-law anymore. Because she's in different realm. She's in the kingdom of God. Satan was sealed in bottomless pit. This is called millennium. So, test. Of course, no more test, right? But test. When does millennium year start? With seal. When does millennium year end? Fifth. When does bottomless pit open? Fifth trumpet, right? Hello? Okay. Now let's go back to fifth trumpet. So fifth trumpet, millennials, about millennials ears, right? Please read, well, we'll continue. We will finish the subject of millennial ears because this is important. We just finished discussing in TRC. Huh? Now, please read chapter 20, verse 4 to 6. Do we read this already in the past? Let's try it again. Now, sister, please read. 20, 4 to 10, 4 to 6. Oh, you're reading NIV, right? I need NKJV. Anybody have NKJV? Sorry, sister.
NIV.
NKJV.
And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
Those people lived and reigned with Jesus for 1,000 years. Huh? So we reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Huh? Like, remember, 24 elders have throne, right? Hello? 4 living creatures also have throne, right? We say that we were going to judge the angels in the past, right? And those who are, those who testify for Jesus Christ, those people, their soul never worship beast and their image. Oh. And they live with Christ for 1,000 years. Verse 5.
But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
This is the first resurrection. When you are baptized, you are resurrected the first time, right? When you are baptized, you die and bury and resurrect with Jesus Christ, right? So this is the first resurrection. Of course, the other dead is not resurrected yet, right? So from those verses, you know that you are with Jesus Christ, live under millennial year right now. Okay? 听得懂吗? Do you understand? Verse 4, right? This talk about us. We are the person who never worshiped the beast and the image. We have the seal of God. And we resurrected, huh? We are alive with Christ, and we resurrected the first time because we got baptized, right? And we will reign with the Lord for 1,000 years, okay? So the church will reign with the Lord for 1,000 years. And the church started, you have the seal, started from the first seal, TJ started to come out, right? 4 angels started to seal, right? Oh, right? Yes. Remember, chapter 4 talk about future, right? If you understand the structure, because in TRC debate, right, some people also say, millennium, so it should include apostolic age. But now you learn the structure already. You know, chapter 1 is talk about what he saw, right? Chapter 2 and 3 is the current church, right? Chapter 4 and on is what? Things in the future. Things for John's future is us, right? So millennium year does not include apostolic church. Because millennium, this 1,000, of course, if you are baptized in the old days, you also can become kings with Jesus Christ, right? But in Book of Revelation, this term over here, millennium, this 1,000 year only started from TCC and on. Oh, okay. Any questions so far? Thank you for your question. Yes. Now the rest of the day is those who do not believe in yet. They are yet to be resurrected. Because this is the first resurrection, they are yet to be baptized. Right? Which verse are you reading right now? Right. Chapter 20, verse 5, right? Yeah. No, please read verse 5 again.
5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Chapter 12, verse 7. Let me see. Right, no. The rest of that, 在头一次复活的，其余的死人还没有复活。 Let me answer you in next section. Let me ponder about it. I will try to answer it next section. What does it mean by rest of the dead? Let's pray in silence. Amen.